Welcome to The Art of Leadership. I'm your host, Dr. Nina Ellison, and today our podcast focuses on the idea of reimagining work-life balance. This podcast, The Art of Leadership, focuses on skills that are difficult to measure, yet are critical for the success of every system or process you've ever been a part of. For years, they've been known as soft skills, implying that they are optional, a want to have rather than a need to have. Today, many years after the 1970s, when soft skills first became a thing, the name of these skills still varies. Real skills, people skills, interpersonal skills, social skills, human skills, and I could go on. Whatever you choose to call these skills, I believe that they bring the point of being human to the forefront. Before we proceed, I want to express my gratitude to everyone who listened to my podcast last month, including those from Egypt, India, Canada, Israel, Ivory Coast, Poland, Turkey, and the USA. Thank you for taking the time to listen. So let's explore this idea of work-life balance. And I have to tell you that I used to think of work-life balance as either something I was going to succeed in or something I was failing in. Either I was doing a great job or I was blowing it. And in full transparency, most of the time, I felt like I was blowing it. It was something that when I knew I was failing, I would look for ways to fix it. Initially, I would plow ahead and I would look for answers external to who I was. Without realizing it, I was becoming increasingly numb to my internal guide. I kept thinking that there has to be a better way, but I was looking at this the wrong way. It took me some time to understand that no amount of calendar planning or time management would fix this. A journey of discovery into this work-life puzzle was not a destination to be reached, nor a solution to be found. It was not a balance that could be predetermined to set me up for success. Life just isn't that neat. As I learned more about myself and how I navigate life's tensions every day, I began to gain a different perspective on work-life balance. In fact, if you remember one thing from this podcast, it's this. Discovering work-life balance is not found outside of us, but within us. As I was preparing this podcast, a memory from my past popped into my head. It was a memory I hadn't thought about for years, and it takes me back to when I was a teenager, living in a busy house with four of my siblings while my dad pursued full-time completion of his doctoral degree. During that time, my mom, who worked as a nurse, held down the fort and supported the family while my dad hit the books. This was a different time in history. It was a time when full-time doctoral students basically lived in the library. One evening, after we'd finished dinner, I had a question for my mom, and I found her on the phone. She was checking in on someone, offering them comfort and support, and it struck me that she was talking to one of the patients she had looked after that day. This memory got me to thinking about how incredible my mom was at balancing things. Despite her demanding job, she juggled a new season of being the primary breadwinner and caring for five kids spanning various ages and needs, while supporting my dad as he accomplished one of his dreams. Can you imagine if someone had seen her at that moment picking up the phone to talk to a patient from her work that day? They might have said, "Oh, she has trouble with her work-life balance. Doesn't she know that she shouldn't be doing this? This is not good balance. Wow, her work-life balance is way out of order." Maybe you're asking the same questions. What was she doing calling back to work after getting home, preparing and sitting down to dinner and spending an evening with her family? Reflecting on that moment from my teenage years when my mom looked up and smiled at me while chatting on the phone, I now realize I was witnessing more than just a fleeting scene. It was a glimpse into my mom's identity, her priorities, revealing how she lived her life as a whole. In his book, The Song of Significance, Seth Godin puts this so profoundly as he writes, "We need to make a living, but how do we make a life?" Work-life balance isn't about your strict routines or keeping your work separate from everything else. It's about recognizing what matters most to you within the dynamic tensions of everyday leadership and life. It's about finding a path to navigate life's challenges based on your values and priorities. When you struggle with work-life balance, the solution isn't found in better time management or discovering more extraordinary organizational tools and hacks as great as they can be. I can say this because I've tried most of them. I found that I was failing the most at work-life balance when I did not pause and spend that oh-so-important time to better understand how I identified myself, my values, my priorities, what makes my life worth living. Navigating the daily tensions in the work-life balance is not about giving equal attention to every aspect of your life. No, this navigational process is about learning how to give appropriate attention to every part of what makes you, you. Your journey of discovery into work-life balance must allow for time spent with yourself, getting to know you more deeply so that when these tensions in your daily life show up, you can choose to navigate them based on your unique values and priorities, based on your identity. This week, I had a beautiful conversation with a leader who wanted to brainstorm with me as he is exploring the development of his leadership framework, first for himself and then to help those he leads. The first word in his framework is identity, and the final word is influence. He reminded me again of the fingerprint as a great representation of every person's uniqueness. You know, I shared with him about the topic I was working on, which is today's podcast, and what a timely conversation to remind us all that no one can walk our journey for us. No one can deliver the potential of their influence without first understanding their identity. When I confess to you that there are times I have failed at work-life balance, what I'm really saying is that I haven't put enough time into affirming and reaffirming my identity. Confirming my values and priorities better prepares me to navigate the inevitable dynamic tensions of my days. It's almost like operationalizing who you are after the deepest dive you've ever taken into you. Learning how to thrive within dynamic tensions takes time. Determining that you're willing to let the space exist within these tensions will grow you and mature you uniquely. Determining that you are willing to let space exist within these dynamic tensions will grow you and uniquely mature you. The choices you make will change. And by the way, this is not a process where a switch is included. Rather, patience and stamina help us lean into the questions that we don't quickly find answers for, and in fact, may never find. One of the ways I continue to learn about navigating the dynamic tensions of life is to strategically think about the risks and benefits of any new process or change I'm facing. I used this yesterday when I was offered a significant opportunity for my role as a leadership strategist at Healthy Leadership. Once I understood the opportunity's potential enormity, I asked for some time before responding. And as I turned inward, it became evident that while the benefits of this offer were terrific, the risks were even greater. Some of the risks I thought about were, well, first, there's a potentially high level of uncertainty over how this opportunity will affect the rhythms of my life. Secondly, I confess, the imposter syndrome raised its ugly head, and I found myself, while honored at the request, thinking, am I even capable of what I'm being asked to consider? And third, I could envision some of the unintended consequences of this opportunity, and I realized some of them were risks I was unsure of taking. So I moved to the benefits. First, taking on a project like this would develop my ready stance for the future. Second, I was being offered an opportunity to lead in a creative and agile process. And I imagine you're fully aware as I am that the more agile we get, the more stable we become. What a benefit. Third, I could see that my personal and professional life would abound. And last, I could already imagine that innovative thoughts and ideas would blossom. So here's the point I'm trying to make. Rather than putting your energy into your calendar of events or possible tools that need to be developed, start with getting by yourself and asking yourself questions like two that I'm getting ready to suggest. But first, did you know that Albert Einstein stated that curiosity is more important than knowledge? We can discover how to navigate the tensions in our lives based on the proportion of our curiosity. We are on a generative path when our curiosity is sparked by questions we can't quickly answer. So here are two questions. First, what perspective or attitude do you have about work-life balance that needs to shift? And secondly, which system in your life highly influences you and needs to be re-examined? What I am continuing to learn is I will never be delighted by work until I am delighted by life. Have you checked out the work of M.C. Escher, E-S-C-H-E-R? One of his pieces is called Drawing Hands. Look it up. I promise you'll be glad you did. It's a profound metaphor that captures what I've been saying about reimagining work-life balance by embracing life's paradoxical tensions. M.C. Escher was a graphic designer whose work was not recognized until he was in his 70s. Oh, keep me from going down that rabbit hole. But in this work called Drawing Hands, two hands simultaneously draw each other. Escher's work reminds me of how life and work are always intertwined. Our personal and professional lives are always mixed. There is a paradoxical nature of striving for balance while living in the middle of an ever-shifting landscape of responsibilities and dreams. As we embrace these tensions in our lives and strive to know the depth of our identity, we find ways to see the sweet spots between all the different things we juggle daily. And in the juggling, a co-creation between work and life emerges that does not feel like success or failure. It feels like life being fully lived. This piece called Drawing Hands reminds us to embrace the messiness of life while seeking the wisdom and the maturity of knowing who we are, knowing our identity. Has this topic intrigued you? If you'd like to learn more about how to develop this approach in your own life, reach out to me at nina@ninaellison.com. I'd love to help you. And again, thanks so much for joining me today on The Art of Leadership.